Reading for January 25th, entitled, Our Competent Savior. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Revelation chapter 17, verse 14. What is life? A standing memorial of the only true God. The work of creation can never be explained by science. What intellect is there that can explain the science of life? Can we wonder that the materialist has no place for the existence of God? The fourth commandment declares to the whole universe, to the world's unfallen and the fallen world, that God created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. The evidence there given does not leave standing room for skepticism. Christ, the commander in the heavenly courts, was accustomed to receive the attendance and adoration of angels. And at any time during his life on this earth, he could have called to his Father for 12 legions of angels. But no bribe, no temptation to lead him to manifest his divine prerogatives could induce him to deviate from the path of God's appointment. Great tact and cunning were shown in the tactics which Satan followed. 3 times did the enemy try to gain the victory over Christ. He assailed him on the point of appetite. He appealed to his pride. He presented before him the most captivating scenes of this world. He challenged him to give evidence that he was the Son of God. Christ gave him none, but righteously maintained his dignity as one to whom God has committed all power. Today, Satan has great power in the world. He has been permitted to have proprietorship of this earth for an appointed time. During this period, when iniquity prevails, men and women are given a chance to take sides. In every possible way, Satan tries to make the broad road attractive and the narrow road grievous, humiliating, and objectionable. He lays ingenious plans to allure men and women to indulge appetite. Cheap, unsatisfying pleasures are made all in all in this degenerate age. Satan throws his glamour about these amusements, which eclipse eternal things. Many will sell their birthright, as did Esau, for trifling consideration by the indulgence of appetite. Worldly pleasure will appear more desirable to them than the heavenly birthright. But Christ has overcome in our behalf. He was the only one who could be a competent Savior. He had divine wisdom, ability, and power. He could stand before the world as a wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Taken from Letter 7, dated January 25, 1900, to W.K. Kellogg, brother of and assistant to Dr. J.H. Kellogg.